Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Don Cooper's here. I'm glad he's here, too. He's a great member of our Brain Trust, going all the way back to the first year. He's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. He's the president of the Sales Heretic. He's one of the top salesmanship experts on the planet, and he's our good friend, Don Cooper. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Great to be here.
Hey, Don, one of the things that we've always known is that people do a lot of homework. Even before the internet, people did as much homework as they could. They shopped around. They talked to different people. They'd read reports. They do as much as they could to try to make sure that they got the best deal or the right deal. They got what they wanted at the best price they could get it in. Everybody always wants that. But with all the technical stuff that we have done and that we still do, there's still a lot of emotion involved in making a buying decision, isn't there?
There absolutely is. In fact, emotion plays a huge role in the buying process.
Sometimes there's emotion, sometimes literally override the science.
It always does. Emotion always overrules the logic and facts and figures. And I get arguments on this sometimes. People will tell me, oh, no, I always buy logic. People will say, well, you know, engineers or other scientists have buy logic. I say, no, they don't. You show me a sale, and I will show you the emotion behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Everything we buy is emotionally driven. We're trying to either achieve some kind of emotional state or avoid some kind of emotional state. We're looking to be happier, or we're looking to feel safe, or we're looking to feel loved, or we're looking to avoid feeling ashamed, or something. There's something going on.
Something motivating us. Yeah, you know,
on the level.
We want to feel good. We want to whatever it might be. I guess the one thing that I would not take issue with what you said, but I think one of the things that maybe people who do push back on you are thinking, without realizing it maybe, is how I differentiate between what makes people buy whatever they buy. And by that I mean we buy things we need and we buy things that we want.
Correct.
And so I need nourishment today.
Yes.
But I want a hamburger.
Correct.
So if I'm in a position where at this moment all I really want is to get some food in my body, then I might be a little more pragmatic, a little more logical about it. But if I'm in a state and I have the time and the availability to buy a hamburger, then I'm going to do that. And that's where I've gone from what I need to what I want.
Yes, and it goes even beyond that.
So I guess what I'm getting at, isn't that something when we contemplate the emotions of our customers, our prospects, isn't that an important thing to determine? Are they buying at this moment? Are they buying what they need, or are they buying what they want? And if it's what they need, how do I help them get to what they want?
Well, the thing is, people always do what they want, not what they need. If wants and needs are in alignment, then people will buy what they want and need. But whenever wants and needs are in conflict, people will still do what they want. The want will always win out over the need. And here's an example. You mentioned you have to feed yourself. That is correct. We need to eat. And yet, people with eating disorders will starve themselves because they want to feel thin.
Mm-hmm.
So anorexics need to eat and yet won't eat despite the fact they need to, because they want to look or feel a certain way. So the emotion trumps the physical need even when life is on the line. And that's what's really important for salespeople and marketers to understand, is that whenever there is a disconnect between the want and the need, the want always wins out. So So when you're marketing in your sales, you always have to appeal to the want. What is the want that somebody is trying to satisfy? Make the need align with that want.
And see, this is where I say, if what you say is correct, and I think it is, this is where I keep telling small business owners that we have an advantage.
Yeah.
Because what people need is nourishment.
Right.
And shelter and clothing and transportation. That's what we need. But what we want is anywhere from a little bit more to everything. And that in between a little bit more and everything is where small businesses excel over the big guys.
Yes. And all of those things that differentiate what we want are all emotional. Let's say, for example, Jim, you need nutrition, but you want to eat organic. Well, the reasons you want to eat organic, you might tell yourself, are all logical, but the fact that they're all emotional. Mm-hmm. You want to eat organic either because you're afraid that eating non-organic will make you sick, or you want to feel superior to others, or you want to feel that your children are going to be healthier.
Mm-hmm.
So is there some kind of emotional need that drives the distinguishing characteristics of your buying choices, whether that's buying organic, or it's buying fast food, or it's buying gourmet, or it's buying whatever it is?
And as we approach our prospects, what is knowing this, how do we convert this into doing business with them?
You've got to get into your prospect's head. What is the emotional need your prospect is trying to satisfy? What is the emotional state that they're in while they're searching for what you've got? And what's the emotional state they're trying to get?
And you have to get them, you have to get them and allow them to tell you that, right? Because you can't presume that.
That is exactly correct. Because two different buyers may have two completely different emotional needs.
Which is why this is the importance of small business owners, of salespeople, asking questions and shutting up and writing down the answers.
Absolutely. If you ask your prospect the right questions, they will tell you what they want and need, and you can find out what their emotional states are and what they're afraid of and what they want more of and what they're trying to get to.
And with all the new rules and with all the new tools in selling, what you just said, Don, has not changed in 10,000 years.
You're absolutely correct.
This is old school, ladies and gentlemen. It is the part, it's the part about the age of the customer that's exactly like the age of the seller. And not only has it changed, as long as our prospects and customers are human beings, it won't change. Don Cooper, ladies and gentlemen, doncooper.com. Check out his website. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.